So now we're going to talk about a controversy that has been brewing a lot lately. I have no plan B. That is what Sixers co-owner David Adelman told WHYY's Plan Philly about the team's push to build a new arena in Center City's Market East neighborhood. The Sixers say that the project will revitalize a sagging commercial corridor, but many neighborhood groups, especially in Chinatown, they say it is an existential threat. And the Sixers' current landlord, Comcast Spectacor, has joined the chorus of opposition. So where does this mega project stand as it enters a crucial stretch? To answer that question, we brought in Aaron Moselle, who covers housing and community development for WHYY's Plan Philly. Aaron, welcome back to Studio 2.
Good to be here.
Aaron, let's talk about this chunk of land that the Sixers want to build an arena on. Currently being used for something, correct?
That's right.
How did we get to its current use? What's the backstory of the project that sits on that parcel right now?
So for the uninitiated, the Sixers want to build their new arena on Market Street between 10th and 11th. And that right now is occupied by the Fashion District, which was a $350 million revamp of the Gallery Mall, which many people in the listening audience probably remember.
Or went to at some point.
The structure is the same, more or less. It's still a shopping mall. It's just a little brighter and nicer. And unfortunately, because of the launch coinciding not too long before COVID-19, the Fashion District really didn't pan out the way that investors had hoped. And so now they are hoping to sell about a third of it to the Sixers for their new arena.
And you said it was a $350 million project.
Mm-hmm.
Was it privately funded?
There was some public dollars, but a lot of private dollars.
Got
yes.
It. So that brings us up to the present.
And so now the Sixers want to build there. Lay out why the Sixers have chosen this site and believe that it would be beneficial to that part of the city.
Yeah, the Sixers, there's obviously basketball reasons that they want to have this arena. And just real quickly, they feel that it would position them in the NBA in a way that would give them the ability to compete, attract players, maintain those players, win championships, all that good stuff that people want, of course, from their basketball team, especially in this city. But beyond that, the broader pitch is about economic development. We're talking about a stretch east of City Hall that has really struggled for decades. Ever since a number of major department stores pulled out, there have been numerous efforts, millions and millions of dollars poured into this area to try and get it back on track, and really nothing has worked. It's sort of a hodgepodge of government uses and retail and tourist attractions, so it doesn't really have much of an identity.
It doesn't have an anchor.
It doesn't have an anchor. And so the Sixers, part of their argument is, let us build this arena here. This will be what this part of town really needs. This will revitalize and revamp this part of Center City that really has no business being in the condition that it has been in for years, especially if you compare it to what's happening on the west side abroad.
Let's actually hear that sentiment expressed by David Adelman, Sixers co-owner and the person really spearheading at least the public face of this project.
I think this venue gets people to come downtown. I think it gets people to stay downtown and spend money.
On the other side of this, almost immediately, folks from Chinatown were skeptical and then outright hostile to this project. What is their argument in synopsis?
Their argument is that an arena would basically choke the streets surrounding the arena to a point where people would avoid Chinatown altogether.
So much traffic and congestion that people wouldn't even bother coming down to Chinatown.
Exactly. And the Sixers argue, hey, people will go to Chinatown before and after the game. Chinatown is not buying that. They expect people to go to the game, buy concessions from the vendors that are inside the arena, file out, and go home. And so they don't see an economic benefit for Chinatown. What they do see is people avoiding it, rents going up, and eventually Chinatown disappearing the way that another Chinatown in Washington, D.C. has as a result of a basketball arena.
And let's play a clip from Debbie Way, founder of Asian Americans United, just to give you an idea of what, how Chinatown feels. Yeah.
It is, to me, kind of unprecedented to ignore an entire community's unilateral belief and assurance that this is going to destroy them.
Now, I don't know if this is unprecedented. We've seen all kinds of communities get pushed around in Philly, but I want to sort of like, what has, they've been very upset. They've been very outspoken protest. Talk about some of the resistance that you've seen happen when, as Chinatown is trying to fight this project.
Yeah, for context, Chinatown has a really long history of being at the heart of major development news in Philadelphia. The Phillies at one point wanted to move their stadium near Chinatown. You had the convention center over and over. You had the Vine Street Expressway over and over. Mm-hmm. This community, in their opinion, has been put upon by big development. And this is just the latest chapter. And so there's a long history of fighting back. And this is no exception.
And then in comes Comcast. Mm-hmm. Comcast Spectacor owns the Wells Fargo Center. That is where the 76ers currently play as renters. It was interesting to me, Aaron, because when this fight first broke out, it was sort of like community activists versus the big bad Sixers. Now it kind of feels a little bit like big Comcast versus the big Sixers. Comcast has been more public in its opposition than I would have guessed. Personally, I don't quite understand the strategy behind that, but can you try to explain to me why Comcast is so out front here?
Yeah, that outspokenness is a more recent development. Yeah. They were sort of staying in the background for some time, and you're right, now they are more out in front. I'm not sure why they decided to do that, but their argument all along is, look, we got this sports complex thing down in South Philly. It's been working for everybody. Nobody complains about it. It's a great space. We want to have all four major teams down there. Why do you want to leave?
And the Sixers are like, because we want to own our own property.
Right, and yeah. The Sixers' argument to that is, you know, despite, you know, the major investments that you've made in this building to the tune of $400 million, that's how much mm-hmm. Comcast has invested in that building to revamp it. You know, we really do want our home of our own. We don't want to share with the Flyers. We want our own space. We want to control our own destiny. And Comcast Spectacor is saying, why do you want to break up the party? This has been a lot of fun, and we've all been making a lot of money at the same time.
And so we only have a couple more minutes left, but I got to ask you about the stakeholders and the decision makers here. You got, you know, Mark Squilla, this is his district. You got city council, and you have potentially a new mayor coming in. What are folks' thoughts on this?
Yeah, I would say the political viability of this project is very up in the air because we are coming to the end of council, and a new administration, as you're saying, is coming in. Right now, the fate of this project rests with Mark Squilla. It is up to him to introduce legislation that this project needs to move forward. My take is that this legislation will likely be introduced, and we'll just all have to see, you know, how the political process plays out.
So it gets introduced, and the question then is who votes yes, who votes no, more or less?
That's right, and no one's saying right now because
everyone is so quiet on this.
And there's this really report. There's a report that's going to come out.
There are three impact studies evaluating the project, and everyone wants to wait until they see those. By the way, those are being paid for by the Sixers, which folks like Chinatown and other opponents take issue with. Yeah. So we will have to see.
And real quickly, next few months looks like it could be in sort of the hot time for this, right? Yes, no?
I think it'll be, you know, start of the year next
year. Start of the year. Okay. That's Aaron Mozell. Just a note, he reported on this issue recently with Kristen Mossberger Garza, WHYY News business reporter. You can read their reporting right now up at WHYY.org. Aaron, thank you so much for the time.
You bet.